You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. They've got everything you need for your company when it comes to Browns fans. Their team, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. They're the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. They can tackle any of your copier problems. They'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Go on the OBM hotline as well and bring in our guy in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, Mr. Kevin Jones. What's up, KJ?
My dudes, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Dude, KJ, what's going on? What's the scene in New Orleans? You just got off the plane. You're going down there for Mardi Gras. How long are you going to be there?
45 degrees, feels like 80. I'm about to put a Speedo on, I swear to God. It feels incredible down here.
Don't do that and kill everybody's eyes.
Please tweet a picture of that.
No, there'll be no tweeting going on. The boss has already talked to me. So, I got some – there's some – different kind of drinks down here. There's hurricanes.
Yeah, the hurricane's
grenades.
Good. Yep.
I've never been here
before. Dude, hey, so I'm telling you right now, get the Jester, okay? I've been to Mardi Gras. I've done it. Go get the frozen Jester in the big cup, okay? It's got the 151 in it. It gets you right.
Yes.
Matt, do you have any advice for me?
Jester.
Yeah. So, Jester. KJ, how long are you down there for?
I'm going to fly back Monday morning. So, and Sunday night, no limits. I don't mind staying out the entire night.
There you go.
Stay away from the casinos.
Who are you at? Who are you going to Mardi Gras with?
I know friends of friends down there, so not best friends, but I have like options to hang out with people. So I know like 15 people down here, all in different kinds of groups. So that's good for me. I'm ADD. I'm crazy. I like to bounce around, so I have options.
Did you fly solo?
I flew solo.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there was a rumor.
There was a rumor that you had brought a member of the rotation with you.
You know what? I've been advised not to comment on the rotation, so we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But you're not going to Mardi Gras with a girl.
Sniff two times if you have somebody in the rotation with you.
It's a new member, okay? That's it. She's too shy to come on the radio.
Okay, but you are going to Mardi Gras with a girl.
Yeah, no, but it's like she knows people there too. It's not like
We're asking you a question. It's a yes or no answer.
It's Valentine's Day weekend. You're flying to Mardi Gras with a girl. Does this mean that is this something serious? Is there exclusivity involved with this?
It's not serious at all, but we are sharing a hotel room. How about that?
Okay.
And you are at Mardi Gras. Drink three jesters and hit Twitter.
If you were to pursue another guy, I would not be upset, honestly. I swear.
She would have to get another hotel room, though, at that point.
And I'm sure that the answer to that question would not be the same if we asked her.
I'm really sweet, to be honest. Girls surprisingly find me really nice and sweet, I swear to you.
No, but what I'm saying is you're saying you wouldn't mind if she was with another guy, I'm saying she would not be happy if Mr. Jones ended up with another girl.
Yeah, of course not. I told you I'm lovable.
Yeah,
what are your plans?
He's putting on a
Valerie, say hello.
Hello?
She's not coming on.
It's
like not
the Howard Stern
KJ.
Show. You can't get the girlfriend on the air.
It is like, it's exactly what it's like. KJ, what are your plans for Valentine's Day? We're counting on you to give some Valentine's advice to all the guys out there. You've taken a girl to Mardi Gras. So Saturday is actually Valentine's Day in New Orleans. Do you guys have any special plans on Saturday, or are you treating it like any other day?
I might have a surprise up my sleeve, but here's my advice to the single guys out there on Valentine's Day. Pick your target at the bar, pick a really cute girl, but go up to her and compliment her on a watch she's wearing, on something, your jewelry. Don't compliment her on her looks because she'll see right through that. Compliment her something
on
her
an accessory.
Style.
Interesting.
Yes. Dude, that means you're really paying attention, and then you just got to make her laugh because girls that are single on Valentine's Day, they're not feeling too good about themselves. You keep the laughs flowing. There could be some clothes that comes off. I mean, in my experience, that has worked out in the past. You've just you got to be able to dance. Make fun of yourself. Be a little goofy. They want to laugh. If you're single on Valentine's Day, definitely go out. There's enough single girls to mingle with. In the past, I've done that. To me, you know what? Honestly, this year, I didn't even look at the calendar and see it was Valentine's Day. Don't get overly romantic if you're single. If you're married and it's Valentine's Day, I'm sorry. I can't relate. I'm sure... there's some lust or loss. You guys talk about that, but That's my advice for the single guys.
That's very solid advice. One of my most famous single friends always does real well on Valentine's Day. Buddha Friedman out in Chicago has been known to do well on Valentine's Day.
Chicago's a different playing field, man. Those girls they come up to you. So,
yeah, I think I should send you to Chicago to hang out with Buddha. You guys could do some damage.
Well, you know what? I'm into that.
Can we talk about your hoops game a little bit? I was with some members of the Brown staff last night, and they were talking about your hoops game, and I'd love to see you maybe come in studio next week when I'm here and show me your three-point celebration.
You know, I talk a lot of smack on the court. I'm joking, though, on the court. I don't play basketball to play basketball. I play the mind game. It's exercise for me, the actual sport. If I'm in your head, I love competing. I love playing like a Brown out there. I love really just getting involved in it. So, I rub some people the wrong way on the basketball court. That's kind of what I do.
Some of my sources say that, you're maybe not good enough to talk as much as you talk.
You know, that's me, and my writing probably isn't good enough either. My radio probably isn't good enough either. I think I'm better than I am, and I think that's why I'm here where I am today.
Don't sell yourself short.
Your writing is tremendous, and I got to tell you, I was complimenting you earlier while you were on the plane. That article that you did some major digging on Deepa Filippo, I really liked that article a lot.
Hey, I appreciate it. I got to get my bag at the plane here, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm pulling a Johnny right now, cutting this interview short. But
we can't wait to hear the recap of it next week on Hump Day
aftermath.
With KJ. Yeah, the aftermath.
So go drop the mic and pick up your bag.
Drop the mic, pick up your bag, and enjoy. It sounded like her name was Valerie. I thought I heard. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your time at Mardi Gras, Valerie, KJ.
All right, guys. Later.
All right. Thank you very much. The great Kevin Jones. Follow him at Mr._KevinJones, although you're not going to be getting much from him as he has been. It sounds like he's been put on a social media ban by the powers to be. Probably a good idea.
Very good idea.
Probably a good idea.
Maybe
it's
the
a good
smartest
career decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I know who his boss is, and he's a forward thinker in that regard.
Yes, it's smart. That's right. Sometimes best to eliminate problems. So you hear that. His number one tip, if you're a single guy out there, go out to the bar, see a girl, and compliment her on an accessory,
and
a
then
watch,
act
a
goofy
necklace,
and dance.
Act goofy, dance, and you will be in good shape according to Kevin Jones. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Tiger Woods. We're going to get into the Friday forecast. We're going to do that all when we return, wrapping things up here on another week of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.